April 4, 2020, round 2, 30th overall pick. That date and those numbers will always stick out in Dallin Wakely's mind. An Ole prospect at the time, the future North Bay Battalion sniper figured to go higher in the draft, but instead fell to the troops who took the kid from Port Hope without a moment's hesitation. Just seeing pick after pick go by and not seeing my name come up or get called from anyone, I tried to stay calm as best as I could and see what happened, Wakely said on an April edition of the Frontline podcast. My dad has been with me the whole way and I think he was a bit upset as well, but with North Bay we couldn't ask for anything more. They have been first class the whole way. I think Adam, Dennis, battalion general manager, called me around the 28th pick and asked, would you report to North Bay? And in the moment you don't know what to expect for that call, you don't know the feelings that will overtake you, but I was so excited and of course I was going to come, that was never a question. Of course, for North Bay and the fans, everyone is happy that number 14 in your program made the trek north too. Wakely through 24 games has posted a respectable 7 goals and 2 assists for 9 points as a rookie, helping the team to first in the Eastern Conference. We are grateful to have him and glad he gets this opportunity, Dennis stated. It's been a good start for the team, Wakely said more recently. I think we just need to keep building, myself personally and the team, and get more wins. Always a team-first player, Wakely was happy to get his first goal under his belt, a first-period marker against the rival Barry Colts on October 17 at Memorial Gardens. It took a little longer than I had hoped, he stated. This is a very good league, so to score one is a privilege and a big weight off my shoulder. I hope to build my game and put more in the back of the net. Out of the 7 goals scored so far, Wakes says he already has a few personal highlights. That one against Oshawa, I think it was my second, that was a nice one, Wakely explained. Just in front of the home crowd too, I like to hear our crowd too. That one in Peterborough was special too. I guess my favorite one is the next one, like Tom Brady says. The scouts have taken notice as well, as Wakely was listed as a C prospect for the upcoming 2022 NHL draft along with teammates Dom D. Vincentes and Tienyas Mathurin. Ty Nelson and Captain Liam Arnsbaugh were listed as B prospects. It's really special, I have a lot of friends on that list and very happy to see them on there and myself as well, said Wakely. In talking to Tienyas, and all the other guys, I think it's about continuing to build as a player on and off the ice so you can improve and see ourselves a little higher. The number 14 battalion jersey travels well. When the team is on the road, it is easy to find Wakely supporters in almost every building. None more so, however, than in Peterborough up the road from where Dallin grew up. Almost fittingly, in the troops' first game there this season, Wakely put the puck in the net and the building erupted like it was a home game for North Bay thanks to all his family and friends. It also helped the battalion go on to defeat the Peets 6-3. It can always give you a bit of a boost, that's for sure, head coach Ryan Olayan said about the situation. A little bit of an adrenaline rush before the game. More often than not, it does provide some extra jump in your legs and Dallin had a good night there. It's always nice to see people, but it's a lot of pressure too, Dennis echoed. It's something we have made sure to ask Dallin, are you okay with it? What do you think? Are you okay with the spotlight? And it's something he wants. He takes on the role of being a role model in his community very seriously. A running joke on the Frontline podcast has seen battalion players new and old all tend to say that the Peterborough Memorial Center is one of their least favorite stops to make. For obvious reasons, Wakely is the exception to that rule. However, his favorite place to play is his new home, it's Peterborough, second, but I don't know if it's close, he joked. North Bay has separated itself. It doesn't get any better than this rink, I don't think. I have been to a lot of barns now and I can easily say it's my favorite. If the rookie continues to add timely scoring throughout the year, it's easy to envision the love being reciprocated for number 14.